This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Uma, and now we're moving on to another rather interesting story. So the rights group Lawyers for Liberty this week criticised the High Court's decision to uphold the conviction of graphic artist Fahmy Reza, you might remember this, for publishing a clown caricature which made the rounds of Najib Razak during the latter's tenure as Prime Minister. So they basically have gone on to say that the caricature is a classic example of political comment or satire, and that falls under the right to freedom of expression enshrined in the federal constitution.
Yes, this is absolutely ridiculous.
I think it was made worse probably by the fact that the judge mentioned, to some degree, mind your manners.
Yes, and that's not really a question of the law, right? The idea to mind your manners. If the idea behind freedom of speech, the freedom of satire, parody, and all of that stuff is to put forward bad manners because you're challenging authority and you're speaking truth to authority in the only way you know how, which is through humor and satire, because back then, there was no other way to do it.
Yes. So we're crossing over now to cartoonist Zuna for his thoughts. Zuna, thank you for joining us on the show. What's your response to the judge, Muhammad Radzi Harun's advice to Fahmy Reza that he shouldn't forget his manners as a Malay?
I think first of all, we are Malaysian. And in art, there is no race-based art in satire, yeah? So they maybe we can see art as a culture. Then you can say this is Malay art when art for Malay culture. There's art for non-Malay culture, for Chinese culture, for Hindu cultures, whatever. That is a different thing. But when talking about satire, there is no race-based culture here. So it's totally wrong for the judge to say that as a Malay, this is your culture, you cannot draw this. That's totally wrong. There's no business for the judge to say that. There's no such thing of assembly, and according to Malay culture, you shouldn't draw that.
Zuna, what is the role of the artist when it comes to social critique?
Yeah, artists have a role. It's a very, 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 very big role here, and there are so many roles can be said. There's nothing. There's a very, very, very subjective matter here. There's no written rule that the cartoonist has to do this, the artist has to do that. No, it depends on the artist. There are some takes a different approach. There are some say I want to criticize, and some say I want to do very hard criticism. There are some people say, no, I choose the other way. I want to rebuild the nation. I want to draw some positive message. It is totally up to artists. You cannot tell what to do. This is wrong. And there are some artists in this case, in Fahmy Reza case, or be myself, for us, the best way to send a message to politicians is to criticize them. It is our way. And if they're not happy, again, I said, I would like to quote what Justice Arif's judgment, yeah, in one of my case when he unbanned my books. Justice Arif, Muhammad Yusof now is a speaker of parliament speaker. And when during 2 years back, when he was he was one of the judge in a court of appeal, and he says this. He admits that my cartoon are rude. Yeah, and it's government is right to say it's rude and it is contemptuous. Yes, he agrees with that, but it is totally wrong to ban my books and to go against a cartoonist. And he said, if they are not happy, they can sue this person. In this, he referred to the Prime Minister during that time. And that person can sue me for defamation. So it means like this. If you're not agree, yes, you can sue. No problem. and that give a chance to an artist to defend himself. So artist has to be responsible for his work. So the politician can sue for defamation in the civil court, and not to go against the cartoonist in the whole. So this is the issue.
And why does satire play a unique and important role? I mean, can you send the same message with serious, polite, I guess, critique?
Yeah. I think people love satire. And you see, not only in Malaysia, everywhere people love satire. And satire can play, especially when talking about visual satire, it can give more impact than other media. Because they can also have a message, they're also funny. And the image is can be, you know, people have what we call photographic memory. That people can remember image more than other things. It's a very, very effective way. And of course, very risky when the more risk you are facing, that means it is more effective the work are. So of course, that is the best way so far. And also have a very universal value that other people also can understand. So the government has to recognize political satire as a very important that play very important role in democratic country. So when the artist criticize a politician and the government, they actually helping the society to understand. So the government has to recognize that.
And how do you get people to understand satire for what it is?
I think people understand it. We really don't need to tell people to understand it. The fact that satire gets so many followers, which means that people understand. But they're always individual. They're always a group which is not happy and feel offensive. And that's the purpose of it. But the important philosophy or the important thing we need to understand here is, yes, it is your right to feel not satisfied. It is your right to feel offensive. But this is only your interpretation. So don't change interpretation into law. You have no right to do that. Those who are not happy, you can choose. This is all about choice. Yeah, you can, as a society, as a part of the society or the audience or the readers, you have a choice to choose other form of art. There's no problem about it. But the issue we are facing here, when the authority are forcing the artist or the society to not to choose this type of art, you can only choose this type of art. That is totally wrong. I want to quote last year, a court, the judge of High Court in India, which I can't remember the name now, but he made a good comment about the book banning. Yeah, some satire books being banned in India. His remark is, to handle the book ban is very, very simple. If you don't like the book, you just don't read it. It's done.
Zuna, thank you for joining us on the show. That was cartoonist Zuna sharing his thoughts on the conviction of graphic designer Fahmi Reza under the Communications and Multimedia Act.
I just want to cut off that bit for Zuna. If you don't like something, don't do it. Like, if you don't like a book, don't read it.
We've gotten a number of messages about this. Vivian saying, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. My rule of thumb is to approaching satire versus bad manners is first asking myself if the content is disrespectful. Would your input make you feel disrespected where it put to you? If it does, then you should probably not say it. Granted, this method does have its flaws due to the subjectivity of interpretation, but hey, it's not a bad place to start. That being said, a little part of me dies every time proper comedy is compromised due to hypersensitivity of some. Donna says, if the judge said Fahmi Reza should mind his manners, has his honour ever heard what Malay politicians say out there? Please lah. And Dr. RK brings up, of course, blood.
Yes.
Yes, which is very important.
Also, satire should be disrespectful.
Yes, that's the very premise of it.
Yes.
We've got At the Movies coming up after the news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.